Hey, what's happening? It's your girl, your friend, your sis, your chica, and your amiga, your homegirl in the gospel lyric, the Lyrical Miracle McCree. Thank you for stopping by my podcast, Real Talk. I am so happy you took the time to stop by here. I am looking forward to sharing what I believe the Lord has shared with me. And one of those things will be towards the end, a spoken word piece that I wrote called The Kind of God I Am. But until we get there, let's start with some prayer. Father, I just thank you for the people who are listening, Lord, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, it doesn't even matter, Lord. You know who needs to hear what and when they need to hear it. And so, Father, I pray that you would lead whomever needs to hear this to this podcast so that their hearts can be touched, their lives can be changed, so that they can hear something that maybe they haven't heard before, or maybe it can reiterate something that has been heard already. And I just thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace, Lord, your unmerited favor towards your children. And I pray that you would be glorified and magnified through me, in me, and I pray that you will touch the lives of every person that hears this and those who don't, or who may not hear it. Let your perfect divine will for the lives of people in general be done in Jesus' name. Amen. So I am super excited because this one was, it wasn't hard, but it was... Okay, it was a little hard. It was a little bit difficult because it's always a challenge sometimes. Not always, but sometimes it's a challenge to share things about oneself when you don't really know how people will receive it, or you don't really know when's the right time, or did the Lord say no, but... Or did he say yes or what? You just don't know. And so sometimes you just have to step out on faith because sometimes people's lives depend on it. And so I wanted to share part of my testimony, and part of my testimony that pertains to what I'm speaking about with this message or this particular topic, the kind of God I am. God is Almighty, he is all powerful. He cannot fail. He will not fail. And I have seen him demonstrate in my life so many times, his healing power, his delivering power, his saving power. I have seen him really, really work and really rescue me. I came from a very dark background, a very painful past, and I struggled along the way. I struggled with addictions to alcoholism, to addictions to drugs, addictions to pornography, to men, just to sex. I really was strung out. And the enemy had intentions to ruin and kill my life, but God had other plans for me, and I know that he did, because if he didn't, I wouldn't be here talking right now, because I have seen some things that only God can save somebody from. There's just no other explanation. And so I think about all the times where I felt like if I could help somebody, all of my struggles would be worth it. And so when I felt like the Lord, or I believed the Lord, was leading me to do this podcast, I believed that this was an avenue where I could help somebody, because I can share what the Lord has shared with me. I can share my experiences. I can share what I've learned and prayerfully help someone else to just either avoid the traps that I fell into, or at least help them to find healing and deliverance for whatever situations they may be in right now. And so that is why I'm here. And so I pray, you know, that God will be glorified and that he will be magnified in this situation, this endeavor and in everything that I do. And so, and I pray that whomever is listening will be blessed and that they would find strength and courage and direction or something in what is being said from the Word of God and from my testimony. And the Lord reminded me how powerful our testimonies are. I was drawn to John, the book of John 4 and verse 39 through 42. And it's about the Samaritan woman and that Jesus met, and he told her all, you know, about herself and, you know, that how many husbands she had and the man she was living with was not her husband and all these things. But in 39, it says that many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him, Jesus, because of the woman's testimony. She said, "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Amen. And I pray that, you know, as people of God, that our testimonies will have the same effect on people, because they should. That it's wonderful when someone, and encouraging when someone hears our testimony, but at some point, we want them to have their own testimony that Jesus Christ really is the Savior of the world. Like, we really want them to have the same experience. And so I just thank God for that. And I wanted to share this spoken word piece that I penned, and it gives a little bit of background into some of my testimony. But the Lord gave me this poem I was dealing with, like when I was right in the midst of dealing with addiction and heartache and heartbreak and trauma and all kinds of things. And so I pray that you are blessed by this. And it's called "The Kind of God I Am." Satan said you'd never make it, that he would make you forfeit the fight. Said he had you in strongholds and would make you choose wrong over right. Said that in your darkest hour, you would choose him over me, that he could make you doubt my power, as real as it may be. He said he had you completely convinced that I am not strong enough to deal with the battles in your life, that he could call your bluff. He promised that he'd destroy you, that he'd kill you if he could, or he'd make you kill yourself or convince you that he would. He said he'd keep you bound by dope, alcohol, and on the streets. But if I allowed him to conquer you, what kind of God would I be? Would a father hear his child's cry and not answer when they call? Would he not protect his own and catch them before he falls? Earthly fathers are inclined to the prosperity of their daughters and their sons. So what would I be inclined to do, since I am the Holy One? Earthly fathers hover over their daughters. Most will shelter at all cost. What kind of father would I be to let my little girl stay lost? I deliver with a mighty hand. I execute all of my plans. I extricate from sinking sand, 'cause that's the kind of God I am. I will answer before you call, will not let even one of mine fall. Won't let you be bound when I am he that came to set the captives free. I elevate, motivate, captivate, dominate. Cultivate, increase your faith, so let me set the record straight. There's none like me, never will be. If you search through all eternity, you will never find a love like mine. It runs so deep, it frees your mind. I give you hope so that you can cope. What kind of God would I be losing you to dope? Haven't you heard it's all over town? I am the God that looses the bound. I told Satan he can't take your life. When I died on the cross, he lost his rights. You belong to me. I paid the price. The battle is mine. I fixed the fight. Disregard the negative opinions of man. For your life, I have a plan. Against me, who can stand? because that's the kind of God I am. And so I pray in Jesus' name that you would be blessed by that and that you would find strength in it and that you would remember that on this podcast, we're going to always have real talk. So don't forget to talk about it.